Migrants protest for more free government benefits in New York City. By Warner Todd Houston on May 23, 2024. A group of several dozen migrants joined Liberal Democrat politicians in New York City on Thursday to protest for even more government benefits for newcomers. The New York Immigration Coalition joined a group of elected Democrat officials on the steps of City Hall to demand more money from the city budget to be dedicated to migrants, according to Caribbean Life. The activists demanded an array of higher spending, including an additional $109 million for free legal services for immigrants, $5 million for language services, $25 million in support for two city programs for illegal aliens, and an end to policies that evict migrants from shelters after a prescribed time. Council member Alexa Aviles, for one, demanded that New York Mayor Eric Adams increase spending for migrants, and added, "Our priorities remain crystal clear. Legal services, transfer schools, language justice and more." Council member Sha'ana Hanif, who has advocated for permanent free housing for migrants, insisted that New York City should prioritize providing quality education, good jobs, adequate health care, and dignified housing. "Reflect our unwavering commitment to building a city that uplifts all New Yorkers, regardless of their immigration status and no matter when they arrived." Hanif went on to claim that Biden's tidal wave of illegal immigrants are our new neighbors who she claims face roadblocks when accessing housing, employment, and education. "This is the sense of entitlement that at nightmare created. Citizens of other countries believe that American citizens struggling to pay to keep a roof over their heads are responsible for housing them indefinitely." Office of Representative Nicole Malliotakis. At Rep. Malliotakis, April 16, 2024. Murad Aade, the president of the New York Immigration Coalition, claimed that when we invest in newcomers and long-term immigrant New Yorkers alike and provide the tools they need to succeed, our city's economy and culture reap the long-term benefits. Access to a quality education, a good job, housing, language services and health care, rather than austerity and marginalization, is what all New Yorkers need to get on the road to self-sufficiency, he exclaimed. "As we welcome our newest neighbors to our great city, we are urging the mayor and city council to continue its fight for immigrant and working New Yorkers. Migrants have been increasingly protesting that they aren't getting enough free aid, food, housing, and educational and legal services in this country." In April, hundreds of African migrants protested outside New York City's seat of government to demand more money and freebies. Last week, a news outlet in Rochester, New York, interviewed a migrant who was heard complaining that the city and state was not living up to its promises to migrants. Despite all this, New York City has already thrown $1.45 billion at the migrant issue last year and could be on course to spend an incredible $12 billion over the next 3 years. Also this year, New York Dem. Governor Kathy Hochul succeeded in passing a $237 billion budget with an additional $2.4 billion in spending on migrants. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.